Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Activating now.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
Here's the other surprising part.
With guest host Kirk Morrison.
Buckle up. He's going to put on a show.
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
What steals the show is when Del Tufo just laughs.
The Rich Eisen Show. Today's guests. Bills offensive tackle Deion Dawkins. Senior Steelers writer for The Athletic, Mark Cabali, plus senior NBA writer for The Ringer, Howard Beck. And now, filling in for Rich, it's Kirk Morrison.
Hut, hut, hi! Welcome in, Rich Eisen Show. Kirk Morrison here on a Friday, March 15th. Amazing. You like that open? That's my new open.
Amazing.
Right there. Amazing. Thank you. Thank you. Yep. That is my new open, by the way. I've been trying to figure out ways to, how do you start a show? Everyone has their own specific way, so I'm working through it. If you liked it, please let me know. Give me all the feedback that, as well. But hut, hut, hi. How we doing as always? Wow. Rich is out today. I'm in for Rich. Can't wait to spend the next 3 hours with you guys. Ooh. And talk a lot of sports. More importantly, football, which has been at the top of mind. But first of all, introduce my guys as always. Great to see you, Brockman. Thank you.
Kirk, what's up, brother? What's man? Up? Been a long time. Good it's to not, see you, man.
We'll get into that a little bit. Del Tufo, great to see you.
Good to see you, my friend.
And TJ, man, great to see you. You got the oils and candles and all that going.
You know, it's atmosphere over here.
Yes, Mr. Kirk, Herbal Essence himself is in the building. But last time I saw you guys, we were in passing at the Mandalay Bay.
That's true.
At the Super Bowl.
We were walking in, you were chilling outside, waiting on the car.
You know, it was one of those things. And look, we just always love to tell people like the stories of like of Super Bowl or big events. It was one of those things where it's like, hey, bud. And we're, you know, you shake hands, you say what's up. Knowing that I may not see you the rest of the week, but it was like, hey, we're going to try. It won't happen. But it was like a hello and goodbye at the same timeline.
Like, yo, what's up? Oh, great to see you. What do you got this
week? What you got this week?
All right, I'll see you.
Okay, we're going to
hit you. All right, let's meet up here. Let's do that.
Let's link. Let's link. We ain't never going to link.
And I was like,
first time we linked since then.
That's it. That's what happens. It's like we all have great intentions of hanging out, seeing each other, but in a whirlwind of a week, man, it was just great to see you guys. And it was like,
just for a second.
Yeah, it was like, you know what? I'm glad that we did meet. I'm glad that we did see each other because if we hadn't passed by each other, we wouldn't have seen each other the whole week.
Right, exactly.
Because it was a great time, by the way. I know you guys have already talked about it. The Las Vegas Super Bowl, yes, they are now the list.
Just make the list.
Roger Goodell, go ahead and do that again, right? Like, let's keep it moving. Yeah. Keep it moving.
I was saying, like, let's just do it every year. Let's do it every year, man.
Make a residency. Any other city that has the Super Bowl.
I don't care about any of these other cities. We got Vegas. We got all the hotels. We got all the restaurants. We got all the shows. Throw a little craps on top of it. Let's get to work.
Super Bowl residency. That's what it is.
Fire playing craps one night.
Oh, really?
So that's why he wants to. Yeah.
I had
a 40-minute heater one night.
Wow. We weren't allowed. I wasn't allowed.
Yeah, you can't.
I was not allowed. Yeah. I was not allowed. I was not allowed to partake in some of the gambling in Las Vegas. I had to keep it, you know, because when you're that close to teams, and obviously you've been in the locker room with a lot of the guys, and the media days and the behind the scenes, had a couple great sit downs, you know, with general manager John Lynch. And I believe, so it's like, I can't, you know, partake in the game because I'm too close to the game.
You're on the inside.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't say on the inside, but I was very close.
Chris,
very close.
He plays those underground games. We understand.
It was great to see you guys then. Great to be here now, especially in this week, because this is the week that finally people had to put their money where their mouth is. The one thing that I hate And my mom always says, you don't use that word hate. But I hate it sometimes. I hate speculation. Mm. Speculation is a monster, man.
Right.
Speculation, it can just eat away at you because we're in an age now in media where everybody has not just an opinion, but they also have either a source or a thought. And sometimes people's thoughts get taken as factual evidence of what may happen.
Kurt, can I throw in there? They also have an outlet, unfortunately.
Yes, they do.
To project those thoughts. Yeah. So
if someone goes out and they message out, I'm hearing player X to this particular team. Oh, that just raises red. Everybody's like, what? Did you hear that? Did you hear this? Mm-hmm. Did you hear this? Trust me. The only reason why I know this is because I have civilian guys who are in my group chat. And they were like, man, so I heard we getting such a... I'm like, who did you hear that from? I'm like, please tell me. He's like, oh, yeah, I saw it on the net. I said, quit believing if it don't come from our group of guys, right? And I think we should have our... Maybe we should do that a little bit later today. I know we got a long show coming. Not a long show, but we got a great show coming up. Already talked about the guest, Deion Dawkins, coming up in about 35 minutes. Deion Dawkins, left tackle for the Buffalo Bills. He had a interesting X, as we call it now, a tweet.
No. Oh, what do you call it? We won't have it.
Oh, we don't have it? It's still
Twitter forever, baby.
Okay, let's make sure. I'm going to call him Twitter. We're going to call it Twitter.
Name
okay.
Name Clay. I'm going to call him Clay.
Yeah, okay, there we go. So he had an amazing tweet. We'll talk to him. Mark Cabali will talk about my new favorite team in the NFL this year. We'll talk about that.
What? Yeah.
Not. I'm just saying, my new favorite team
but you're
to
in.
Watch.
But you're in.
They're not my team.
But you're in on it. You're in but on it.
We're going to talk some Steelers.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, we're going to talk some Steelers.
Here we go.
Okay. And Howard Beck, just Steelers. To get me caught up, because I do need to get some of my NBA news in now, because I'm not looking at the NBA for about 2-3 weeks. Let's just be honest. I'm not watching NBA for about 2 or 3 weeks after
playoffs,
this weekend.
Baby.
Till playoffs. So NCAA tournament is going on, and I just got to get my news in now. My first time with the BPR, Brockman's Powerless Rankings.
Hey.
Yeah, that'll be coming up in the next segment, BPR. And I got something later in the show, too. My top five games that I cannot wait to see next season pre-draft.
Ooh, we're already looking ahead.
Oh, you have to start looking ahead.
Nice.
Then you're gonna have to redo this after the draft too. So you're gonna come back.
Well, look, I had a buddy. I have a buddy of mine in my group chat who's already booked his hotel for New Orleans. He's a Ravens fan.
Ravens.
He's all in. He's like, wow. He's showing me, hey, Kirk, you think the Hilton is a better hotel? Because the Marriott's already sold out. I'm like, bro.
The Marriott is always
sold
out, man.
You already thinking this is what it's going to be? But, yeah. So I have friends who are already in the know.
That is amazing.
Yeah.
Hey, if I'm a Ravens fan, I'm feeling good, though.
Yeah, you got to feel good. But
Patrick Queen is gone, though.
This is what everybody's saying. Yeah, we traded a queen for a king.
That is
the Ravens mantra now.
That is on t-shirts.
Wow. That is on t-shirt. We traded a queen for a king. That is
wow.
Not.
Wow.
Look, this
I'm
is
mad
what
I didn't
happened.
Think of that.
And this is what I love about having fandom from everywhere.
Yeah.
Right? You know, having fandom from all. I got a buddy who's a Dolphins fan, buddy who's a Patriots fan, right? Buddy who's a Niners fan. So we get perspective from everybody. And the perspective is like everyone feels like they've got an opportunity, they've got a chance. Right. And free agency this week, fellas, has kind of presented that to us. Free agency has given us that opportunity that you feel that at the moment, man, my team got better today. My team is now so much better.
Yep.
And then just when you think like, oh, OK, I can relax. I can't relax. Here I am last night. I've got OKC and Dallas on in the background.
Yep.
I'm typing up my show kind of rundown, mm-hmm. going through my thoughts, and all of a sudden, our guy, one of the old school insiders, decides to just drop some little scoopage on us.
We haven't seen scoopage in a
while. We ain't seen scoopage
in
a long time. See, and that's what I love about. See, I can go off on all these different tangents, but shout out to our guy Jay Glazer.
Yeah, man.
See, Jay Glazer. I remember I asked Jay. I said, Jay, man, you kind of got out of the insider business, man. You kind of got out of, dropping the bombs on us. He was like, I come in when I need to. I remember he said that. And so last night, Jay Glazer had to let everybody know, I'm still in the game, but I'm not in the game as much as you thought I was. He went out there and just dropped a little bit. You know, he just sprinkled a little bit on us and said, I've got scoopage. That was the big trade last night. The Los Angeles Chargers are trading Keenan Allen to the Chicago Bears for a fourth round pick. Now, I had a chance to catch up with Keenan Allen at the Pro Bowl.
Okay.
And we had the conversation, and you can tell he was like, he understands the business. He's been in this league a long time, man. Yep. Once you get to 10-plus years, it's like we understand that the loyalty kind of goes out, especially with the new regime coming in, right? Jim Harbaugh, you know, head coach, Joe Hortis, their new general manager. They're going to do things a little bit differently.
Yep.
But to see that now Keenan Allen will go to the Chicago Bears, everybody's already thinking out loud, wow, look at the weapons for Caleb Williams. No one, like, everyone is already saying that Justin Fields is already gone. And for all the people right now who are not necessarily golf fans, go watch TPC from yesterday. They have the Pontevedra, the Players' Championship. Caleb Williams was there yesterday watching a group of, what is he watching? Roy McIlroy, Victor Hovland, and Jordan Spieth. Jordan Spieth yesterday. So I watched some of the video. Caleb Williams is already accepting he's going to be a Chicago Bear. Like, everybody's walking around and they say, Caleb, hey, go Bears. And what is Caleb Williams doing? I appreciate it. Thank you. He's already accepting of, yes, he's going to be a Chicago Bear. It may not happen. And I know people out there say the Bears are getting all of this talent now for Justin Fields. And I'm like, nah, Caleb Williams is already got something going on. We got breaking news.
Here
we got
comes. A sounder. And Maria, I see.
Breaking news.
Hold on. I love this. This is live radio at its finest.
Breaking news.
I'm going to let you handle it. Go ahead. Do your thing. What you got?
This is actually shocking.
Okay, hold on. Let me get ready because this is breaking news. Uh-oh. I got to get ready for this because this is raw emotion, raw reaction.
This is raw, and this is real. According to Adam Schefter, just happened. Future first ballot Hall of Famer Aaron Donald has announced his retirement.
Wow.
And it's not according to Schefty. It's, I believe this is on Donald's own Twitter account. So, yeah.
Aaron Donald tweeted out, cheers to what's next. Extending a big thank you to the Rams and all the fans for your support over these last 10 years. Much love.
Wow.
Woo.
Woo.
And then he has a whole statement
on his Twitter.
Thanks to the fans of St. Louis. Thanks to Los Angeles.
Okay. Him shirtless holding the Lombardi trophy.
The Kroenke family.
Wow.
And as you just said that, I just got the email from Los Angeles Rams Communications. The email just popped up.
So this
is a real thing. The email just got into my inbox right here. And the header is Legends Live Forever. The Los Angeles Rams defensive tackle Aaron Donald announces retirement. The Los Angeles Rams All-Pro defensive tackle Aaron Donald has announced his retirement. Donald was. Wow, look at you hear that? The past tense. Was a three-time AP Defensive Player of the Year, eight-time All-Pro, a 10-time Pro Bowl selection, the NFL's Defensive Rookie of the Year, and a Super Bowl champion during his illustrious 10-year NFL career. Wow, that's huge. That's a big one. That is the
dang.
Wow.
We're talking about the greatest defensive tackle ever?
Greatest defensive tackle ever. I think we can all put that in there. I've been a big fan of Aaron Donald for a very long time. That's shocking.
Shocking.
It's shocking because
seems that the Rams were trending. They're back.
They were back.
Made the playoffs last year. Almost won a playoff game.
Honestly, this is a lot to really kind of digest. Only because I've I'm the radio broadcast pregame, halftime, and postgame for the Rams. This is what I've been doing since they moved back to Los Angeles. I started this in 2016, and I've been kind of on this ride, this journey with Aaron Donald. I even tell you, you know what? I got to take a break. I got to take a break only because there's a lot to, because I actually started my broadcasting career on television, NFL game on Fox, and Aaron, I have an Aaron Donald story. And these are the stories where you're never surprised why some players are great, why some players are special, why some players are always at the top of their game. So I'll get to that story next. My BPR, Brockman's Powerless Rankings. Yeah. I can't wait. Yeah. We'll get to that next segment. But more on the breaking news of Aaron Donald, future Hall of Famer, future first ballot Hall of Famer, Aaron Donald, announcing his retirement. Just when you thought the news would slow down, boom, right back at you. More Rich Eisen Show coming up next.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. With Indeed, everything hiring is all in one place, and it makes it so easy. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences each day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. The more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join the more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Indeed.com/podcast. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
I'll never forget my first big slick when I came here, and it was Royals versus Tigers. And Gene Lamont strolls out to the third base coaching box. I'm standing in the dugout with the rest of you guys. And then you start getting on this gentleman. He didn't do a thing. He just strolled out to his position, and then you guys start screaming it.
Sweet, sweet, sweet Gene Lamont made the sorry mistake of standing in front of us. The name Lamont is so fun to scream. And I didn't realize it until Will Ferrell started screaming, "Hey, Lamont!" See? And it just rolls. And he go, "This is Bush League, Lamont!" And he just got on him. And so when he started, we all started. And then it just became a never-ending, for the entire inning, we would just scream at him. Nothing terrible, because we're not rude and we're not tacky. But it was just, "This is Bush League, Lamont. What are you doing, Lamont? Take that stuff back to Detroit, Lamont." Finally, I think it was year two of riding him. Somebody had whispered in his ear, "By the way, there's Will Ferrell and these guys are in there and they're giving you a hard time." And so he finally, because all we wanted was him to acknowledge us. It was like seventh inning of the second. He turned around and went like, just looked at us and gave him like a head nod. And it was as if we won the World Series. We started screaming and jumping up and down and we were waving our hat in the air. We go out and sing the seventh inning stretch, "Take Me Out to the Ball Game,"
yep.
Right?
Yeah.
And we end it now, you know, we end the song with Gene Lamont.
Now, is that going to happen tonight?
That's going to happen tonight.
It's tradition.
It's tradition. But when he used to come out, we used to sing like the Death Star March, like the Darth Vader. We'd go, "Gene Lamont, Gene Lamont. Oh, Gene Lamont, Gene Lamont, Gene Lamont." Anything we could, nothing. He gave us nothing. But now he's a Royal, so we embrace him with open arms.
Yeah, now it's all about love. Before it was harassment.
Back
back here on the Rich Eisen Show. Kirk Borson here filling in for Rich and the Rich Eisen Show Radio Network. I'm sitting at Rich's desk, which is the desk furnished by Grainger, by the way. With supplies and solutions for every industry, Grainger has the right product for you. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Well, our show rundown, let's just rip it up because of the breaking news that we got to, just a couple minutes ago. Adam Schefter reporting that Aaron Donald, the future Hall of Famer, is now retired. This is Aaron Donald's statement. Cheers to what's next. Extending a big thank you to the Rams and all of the fans for your support over these last 10 years. Much love. Wow. This is a lot. A lot to really kind of break down. I would say this, man. 10 years ago, I had retired from the NFL. About 10 years. So in 2013 is I retired from the NFL, and I knew I was going to get into broadcast, and I had already started my journey.
Yep.
And 2014, the people over at Fox gave me the opportunity to call games, to be a broadcaster. I wasn't on the Buck and Aikman team. I was on like the 17, though. But my shout out to my guy, Dick Stockton, right? He was my play-by-play. And I remember we got our first broadcast, our first game. It was Vikings at St. Louis Rams. And so here I am. I'm wide-eyed, just out of the league. I'm about to call a game, and I'm doing all my research and everything. And so when you go do these games, you get there a couple days before. So I'm in St. Louis, and we ride over to the Rams football facility. Well, we get over to the facility, meeting with head coach Jeff Fisher, Les Snead, general manager, and we were having meetings before the team went out to practice a little bit later on. And if we wanted to watch practice, we could. It's a Friday practice. And I said, what time is practice today, coach? And I remember he said, practice today is at, I think I wanted to say practice started at about 11 o'clock. So we're having meetings at about 9:30. But in the conference room that we had the meetings in, it overlooked the practice field. And so I was like, okay, cool. So we had a meeting. And then after that, there was this player out there on the field. There was nobody out there. And he's out there full uniform working. I'm talking about hitting moves, hitting the bags, and do this. I'm like, okay. So you see the young guy out there getting in some work. And then he was out there for such a long time. And I'm like, practice isn't until 11. It's 9:30 now, 10 o'clock. And then I remember I said, coach, which player is that? He said, that's Aaron Donald. And everybody was just like, yeah, he's different. I was like, how different? He's different. And I'm like, whoa. And I saw it then. And you wonder why some guys are great. You wonder why some players are special. You wonder why you have the accolades, the three-time defensive player of the year. And I feel like I had an up close and personal. I saw what it looked like. I knew what it looked like. And then all of a sudden he go. Remember, he didn't even start in the beginning. They actually did not start Aaron Donald as a rookie in the early part. He worked his way into the rotation, and then they just couldn't keep him off the field. And I'll never forget that moment of seeing this young player, rookie, outworking. I mean, he's out there with, let me think, his defensive line had Robert Quinn and Chris Long. And this dude is just scrapping, trying to find a way. Michael Brockers was on there. He's just trying to say, hey, I belong. Let me show what you guys what I can do. And Aaron Donald has just had, he's got moments, right? He's got plays. Sealing an NFC championship game against the 49ers. Making the play to end the Super Bowl against the Cincinnati Bengals. He's got moments. And to think that he was in his 10th year this year, and to see not one, not two, but sometimes three offensive linemen committed to blocking number 99 up front this is one of the game's best players. I think I'm more upset is that we don't get a chance to see greatness, what hard work is. Aaron Donald, when at training camp this year, you know, having to talk to him, this was going to be different for him. This was going to be the Rams were considered a rebuild this year. They drafted 14 players, and they were saying, hey, Aaron Donald, Papa Smurf, we need you to help us out. We need you to go help and bring these young guys along. And there was a point in this season where the Rams didn't look like they were going to have much of a season. I want to say they were about 3-6. They go to a bye week or something like around there. And then all of a sudden, something changed after a bye week, after a loss to Green Bay, and they went on a streak. And I remember at the end of the season, I had told my partner, I said, do you see that? And he said, well, see what? And there was a picture of Aaron Donald or a video of Aaron Donald walking off the sideline with the younger guys, skipping and laughing. And he had a joy about him that I said, hopefully this gives us two or three more years of Aaron Donald because he's found that new joy. What energizes you? Because we always ask a lot of these guys, especially as kind of bringing this back to free agency a little bit, fellas, a lot of guys get these big contracts. A lot of guys have won Super Bowls, have accomplished a lot in their career. So what drives you? You've already won everything. That's what made Aaron Donald, for me, so special, was that here watching him in year 10 at Rams training camp, practice starts 1 o'clock. Guess who was out there at 11:30 in full gear? A guy who's been to 10 Pro Bowls, all pro every year, three-time defensive player of the year, but his work ethic never changed. His number of defense, the amount of money that he gets paid is now the standard for defensive linemen that they can't touch that. People keep saying, oh, it's not Aaron Donald money, but he's getting closer.
Mm-hmm.
He has set the standard. And again, I think I'm hurt because I want to see more of it, because more players need to see the example that Aaron Donald led. And man, I'm thankful for the time of watching him. I really am.
His Pro Football Reference page, guys, he played 10 years. He made the Pro Bowl all 10 years. He made seven first-team All-Pros in a row from 2015 to 2021. Then made first team all pro this past year, TJ, at age 32. He has 111 career sacks as a defensive tackle.
Yeah. That's insane.
That's insane.
Yeah.
You know, and I think, Kirk, like you talk about his work ethic. I'm from Pittsburgh, and one of my best friends works for the Post Gazette. It's not Ed Bouchette, though.
It's not Ed Bouchette.
So I was aware of Aaron Donald back in like 2008, 2009 when he was a high school kid at Penn Hills in Penn State. And the stories that you read about him, you know, at 12 years old, he'd wake up at 4:30 in the morning with his dad and go work out in the basement gym that his dad made for him. So that work ethic you talk about, that was instilled really, really early in his life. And he just continued it on all the way up until, I'm sure, yesterday, where hopefully he decide to maybe have a cheat day, as they say, take a break.
I don't know if there's a cheat day. I don't know if there was a cheat day with Aaron Donald. I still have never seen a guy who's 285, 90-plus pounds with a chiseled six-pack the way that dude is.
Dude.
He's built like a pro wrestler.
Like, it's just different. You know what I mean? And they also, I think they renamed the weight room at Pittsburgh. Is like the Aaron Donald weight room.
Right.
Like, and I understand why. the Aaron Donald weight room, because how much time he spent in it. But man, it's just these certain players you just like, man, you watch and you see and you're like, man, like that's what made him great. We watch basketball players and it's always about the shots and they make it look easy. But yet when you think about it, how difficult it truly is, though, like Steph Curry can make it look easy. But the amount of work that he put into that, we don't see those hours, those countless hours. Whereas, like, I saw that Aaron Donald stuff, and I'm like, I understand why. Like, I truly understand why.
Yeah, Mina Kimes just posted, you know, kind of a congratulations, and then it was just four pictures of him getting triple teamed.
It's like, you said what?
Mina Kimes posted just four pictures of him getting triple teamed, and that's how you had to block this guy. Because
you had to.
If you didn't, he was going to blow up your backfield.
That, I mean, the Sean McVay said, we, in order for us to have a good practice offensively, we actually had to make Aaron Donald sit out drills.
Right.
Like, think about that. Like, hey, big dog. Hey, big dog. Hey, we need you to sit this one out.
Trying we're trying to work on some stuff. Yeah,
got some things we want to accomplish.
We're trying to work on this, and you're blowing it up, man.
I mean, the Rams just tweeted out a picture. Quarterbacks rejoice. Quarterbacks rejoice. I would say that his own offensive lineman for his team rejoice. And look at
Kyler Murray.
Kyler Murray has chimed in.
All caps. Thank God. That is incredible.
I think that was one of the quarterbacks that he sacked. No, Russell Wilson also was another one of those guys.
Oh, Russ probably got
long time NFC West has doing it. We got him.
We got
him. Yeah, got all, oh, man. I noticed it's late notice, but Super Bowl champion for the Rams, DeMarco Farr, played the same position, the defensive tackle position for the Rams. He covers the Rams now as their sideline analyst for the Rams Radio Network, and he's joining the program right now. Sorry to wake you up so early this morning, DeMarco, but no one had a better seat to the career of Aaron Donald, man, from St. Louis to Los Angeles, the Super Bowls, the Pro, everything. Your perspective is one that I think people just need to hear, and you were there for it. So when you heard the news that Aaron Donald announces his retirement, DeMarco, kind of take me through your emotions.
Man, I'm shocked. I'm out for a walk. I do my walk every day. My phone starts ringing off the hook, and they start saying, you know, your boy AD. And I'm thinking they're talking about the Lakers. And they say AD is retired. And I'm like, what? He retired? Didn't he just restructure his deal? So you can start signing some of these guys. You can make another run at the Super Bowl, and then he's done. So I'm shocked. I still don't believe it. If he's done, then salute. In my opinion, nobody better. It's him, and it's Reggie White. Everyone else takes a back seat to those two guys. So if he's done, he's done everything. Salute, retire, have a good retirement. I'm still trying to process this whole thing. I am shocked by it right now.
You know, DeMarco, you had a chance to see him when he first came in. What stood out to you about Aaron Donald when you first saw him?
Oh, Kirk, day one. It was day one. Like, his first practice rep, he blew up the field, blew up the play, and he didn't stop from there. You know, some guys flash, like Kobe Turner. It took him a while to get going in practice. It took him a while to get going in game. With Aaron, it was day one. It was immediate, and it never stopped.
Mm. You've seen a lot of – you've seen every play of Aaron Donald's career. Which is the one that stands out to you the most?
Well, I heard you guys talking about Russell Wilson.
Yes.
to me, Aaron absolutely ruined him. Really did. Up
wow.
In Seattle. It was just – maniacal the way he went after Russell. It seemed like something personal, like between just those two guys. But watching him go after Russell, watching him go after every single quarterback in this division has been fun to watch. But my favorite play, this is going to sound grotesque. New Orleans came to town. Drew Brees was still their quarterback. And Aaron Donald gave Drew Brees a high five and broke his thumb.
Yeah.
I thought that was phenomenal. He just caught the thumb. Like, Drew Brees is coming through. Aaron stuck his hand up, and it's like he hit a brick wall, and his thumb stayed, and the rest of his hand kept going. So just watching him do stuff like that over and over and over and over again, tremendous. The other thing, up in Seattle, you've seen this video 1,000 times. When he puts the helmet on after the game and goes after Justin Britt.
Yeah.
I thought that was funny as hell.
I remember that one. The game was over. Everybody, he puts his helmet on and starts running after him, man.
No. The clock read zero. The game wasn't over. The game wasn't over until Aaron went out there and corrected what went wrong in that game. And believe me, Justin Britt deserved every bit of that.
Ah, man. DeMarco, last one for you. I know you're out there on your walk, man. We appreciate the time, but – you know, you mentioned already Reggie White, Aaron Donald. But when you think about Aaron Donald, his size, the speed, his strength, like, they didn't make defensive tackles this way. So I think that he also kind of had to overcome what people thought he couldn't be, and he outperformed
everybody.
Well, what they call undersized, we call perfect. And I've had conversations with Aaron about this. Being 6'1" for draft stock, when they're measuring you, weighing you, and all that stuff for the combine, it's a detriment. You seem short. You seem undersized. But as a player, a defensive tackle, 6'1" is actually an advantage. You got to come down here to block me. If you're 6'6", 6'7", you got to fold that big body down to catch me. And I'm rocketing off the ball. I'm flying off the football. I am tough to defend at this height. So if you add super quickness, you add intelligence, a high football IQ, to a super strong individual, a super humble individual, you got somebody that's almost unblockable. And that's what we saw for Aaron Donald's career.
Man,
that's exactly what he saw. He used his height, his weight, his speed to his advantage with that football IQ and that superhuman strength. That's why he was so good, or as good as we saw him for his career.
Well, now we have to wait till 2029 until he's inducted into the Pro Football Hall of Fame. So he'll wait his 5 years, but he's a first ballot Hall of Famer for sure. And DeMarco, we appreciate the time, man. I know it was last minute, but I want to thank you. And enjoy the walk, brother. We'll catch up soon.
You got it, man. Talk to you soon.
All right. That was a Super Bowl champion with the Rams, DeMarco Farr. Talking about Aaron Donald. Wow. I mean, he saw it right there. I mean, he was the guy who I was telling you when I first got to the meetings. Mm-hmm. He was like, that's different. And this was a guy who played his position, who played – DeMarco played on the greatest show on turf. So he was that rookie that came in and had to be, you know, had to show everybody, I'm a part of that. I can be here. And yet Aaron Donald from day one, that's just a lot to get to. In terms of that.
All right, I'm thinking about a poll question. If I do it, best defensive player since 2000, okay, what's the list? Aaron Donald, J.J. Watt. Who are the other two?
Aaron Donald, J.J. since 2000?
Since 2000.
Aaron Donald, J.J., best defensive players or defensive linemen?
Defensive player. I was going to put defensive player, but we can do
that. I got to throw Darrell Revis in there.
I was going to. That was my third choice. Okay. And who's our fourth?
Are for from 2000?
2000, but this century, 2000 on.
Troy Polamalu?
That's a good one.
I mean,
Ed Reed?
Ed Reed? Yeah. Ed Reed, that's a good one.
Ray
he
wasn't on
it. Ray Lewis was already drafted. We're talking about players who were drafted 2000 and after.
Oh, yeah. you're saying draft. I thought you meant just
players. Players who were drafted 2000, that's Troy Polamalu.
Drafted after 2000.
That's Ed Reed. That is
JJ and
JJ Donald, Darrell Revis. Who else?
Man, is it too early to start putting the younger guys in, the TJ Watts? Is it too early?
Ooh,
you know what I mean?
Too early. I mean,
a little too early. Okay, just make sure.
These guys have Super Bowl. JJ Watt doesn't have a Super Bowl, but Revis was on the Pats team.
I got you.
Donald Super Bowl, Ed Reed Super Bowl.
All right, I want to hold this, man. We put that out there. We're going to put it out there for everybody to respond to.
Troy Polamalu or Ed Reed? I know, it's like choosing your favorite son.
Yeah, everybody has their own flavor, man. I kind of
mean Ed, TJ, tiebreaker.
I mean, I'm a Troy guy, but I love Ed too.
Yeah. All right, we got to hold it. We got to hold. I don't want to keep my man Dion.
We didn't go to Troy Polamalu's Hall of Fame party. That's all I'm saying.
There you go. All right, we got to go. We got to get to Dion Dawkins, Buffalo Bills left tackle. Dion Dawkins coming up next, right here on the Rich Eisen Show. Kirk Morrison filling in for Rich.
Named one of the best personal finance podcasts, The Stacking Benjamin Show with Joe and his friends makes financial literacy fun.
I got an email today from the LenPenzo.com HR department. I find really interesting. I'm an employee of one at this company, but somebody from the HR department sent me an email telling me that I had a raise. If I just opened the attachment, I could see how much my raise was.
Make sure you click on the links that are in there, too.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I can't wait. I'm excited.
Find out more by searching the Stacking Benjamins podcast wherever you listen.
Welcome to Talkville,
the ultimate Smallville rewatch podcast. Title Transference aired October 27, 2004. Director James Marshall, writers Todd Slavkin, Darren Swimmer. I really like this episode, and I'm surprised that you don't like it as much as you thought you did.
I actually respect your opinion more than I respect my own in general. When you say things are good and I check them out, they are.
Jump in now or catch up on any of the past seasons of Talkville on YouTube or wherever you listen.
What is the furthest you've ever thrown a football? Josh?
The furthest was in Wyoming, so I did get a little assistance from the elevation.
Yes.
But it was right around 83 yards.
Right around. Yeah. Right around 83.
Yeah.
Are we rounding up or are we rounding down to the 83, Josh?
We were probably rounding up just a little bit, but 83 was that was the number.
So, I don't know. I'm looking up to see if you're playing in Denver at all so you can play, you can get a little bit of some altitude. Can you do that in an NFL game, you think?
I mean, there was one game, I think it was my rookie year against the Dolphins. I threw a ball dang near as hard as I can, and my receiver was 60, 70 yards downfield, and I overthrew him just by a little bit.
you airmailed him.
I did, and that was just one of those, like, I didn't feel like I threw it as hard as I could, but my hip fired so hot, and it just came out of my hand extremely well, and it was spinning, and it was a little warm in Miami, so it might have flown a little farther, but it was just one of those that just kind of even blew me off guard, so... Something I've toned down a little bit, though, and I feel like I've got a little more control on my sure. ball right now.
Oh, understood. No, accuracy is something that you definitely have improved on, as we have seen. So let's just walk me through this. At some point during a game in your career, let's just say it could even happen this weekend against New England, where you have to throw a Hail Mary to win it. At what yardage do you say to your coach, I still got this. Give it to me. Your own probably, what? Your own what?
We're like, I know I can get the ball in the air and get it probably a good 4 or 5 yards deep in the end zone, probably around the 35.
Your own 35?
Yeah.
Okay. Because, you know, you're probably going to have to avoid a rush a little bit, even if they're coming at you with 3-man. You're going to have to roll out a little bit. So right around your own 30-something yard line, you can get it in there. You think so?
Yeah, I think so.
Unbelievable.
Back here on the Rich Eisen Show, Kirk Borson here filling in for Rich. Man, still digesting the news. Whew. Of Aaron Donald. He's released a couple of a video on his Instagram. I didn't get a chance to watch the whole thing yet, but just was showing, you know, a lot of the memories for him as a Ram, and a lot of his a lot of the accolades that he has now picked up over his illustrious career. Deion Dawkins, left tackle for the Buffalo Bills, should be joining us momentarily. But just when you get that kind of news of a player like Aaron Donald retiring, I know it does send shockwaves throughout the National Football League, because it's not like he walked away because I felt like the team had to release him or he was a diminishing player.
Yeah, you're not watching tape going, no, I think it might be time for Aaron.
You're like, he walked away because he wanted to walk away.
He was first team all pro last year.
I remember watching recently. You know, so. I'm getting caught up, fellas, on a lot of the movies, documentaries, mm-hmm. and stories that I couldn't watch during football season. So I try to get it caught up in the off season. I just had a chance to finally watch the Barry Sanders documentary about kind of why Barry retired. And you kind of watch it and you go through sort of his life and things who we are. And you realize, like, what our perception for some players is totally different than what the player is really all about. Like, watching that Barry Sanders, like, I'm not about records. I just want to go play. Mm-hmm. I don't need the limelight. I don't need the cameras in my face. And this was pre-social media and all that. He was like, I just want to go play. Just get me out there. Let me go do my thing. And he walked away because he just said, hey, it was time. I just was ready to go. I was done. I don't know Aaron Donald, and he'll probably have a press conference to announce all of this. And but Aaron Donald, one of the best defensive tackles ever in the National Football League. And I know our next guest is probably happy as an offensive lineman in the National Football League, left tackle for the Buffalo Bills, Deion Dawkins, join us. Deion, just your reaction, Deion, man, when you hear that Aaron Donald retiring from the National Football League, your thoughts as a current player?
You know what? My thoughts go all over the place, brother. I'm sitting here with AJ Epinesa, and he just broke out the news, which he just gave the head nod, and he said AD had retired. And I was like, man, I kind of knew it was going to happen, because, like, eventually, like, who wants to get triple team and double team right. over and over and over and over and over, man? Like, does nobody want to get triple team and double team for years and years and years and years? Like, so, but either way, great player. As a competitor, I would have loved to compete against him at least one or two more times. Wow. But, you know, the interior guys definitely just got a large chip off of their shoulder, because I know there was some guys that are looking at their teams. They're like, all right, we got to play Aaron Donald twice a year. Right. And now he's out. So a lot of guys just took a nice little sit back in their chair and went, but you know, it's all good, man.
What about your interactions with Aaron Donald? Because a couple years ago, we know the Buffalo Bills came into Los Angeles and kicked the door in to start the season. And yeah, we listen, thought the man, Bills were going straight to the Super Bowl that year. But your interactions with him on the field.
Yeah, it's been good. Like, I don't have too much like conversation with AD, but playing wise, the respect is there, which is all I can ask for. And he's made a lot of good plays against our team. And as a competitor, you know, it's an honor to be able to be on the football field with guys like that and to compete and a game plan against. And even like, he's an interior guy, but when he comes out over the tackle, like, I'm like, all right, here we go. I got to make sure everything is on point, because here comes like AD. But the interactions like have been cool, neutral, calm, and good, you know, as a competitive standpoint, you know, never been left, never been right. He's always been super straight, and I respect it.
So, Deion, you know, I got a bone to pick with you. Because in a week in which NFL news is coming from left and right, north, south, east, and west, Deion Dawkins decides to send a tweet out, an X out, whatever it is, talking about it's was good while it lasted, Buffalo. Excited for this next chapter of my football career. Wonder if it's okay to eat ranch now. So let's just start with the first part. Ranch now. Soon as I saw that, I said, come on. I'm literally about to call the people in Buffalo, like, what are y'all doing? First of all, and I'm like, how? Like, why? And then all of a sudden, right at, I start texting people like, is this real? Like, why would they do
that?
And then all of a sudden you say, I'm just joking. Like, how could you play with so many people's emotions, man? I would never leave Buffalo. I'm never leaving. I'm Buffalo for life. Why give us this emotional roller coaster, Deion?
You know, because when it comes down to it, we're entertainers, man. And I enjoy to entertain as well as I enjoy to play the game. Certain things I find funny. And for the people that believe that, it just shows that people really don't be listening when you talk. Because in every interview and everything that I speak about Buffalo and how I would never leave. So for y'all to think that I would turn my back on you is crazy. So I'm like, look, let's test their loyalty. Let's see how they really feel. So I took it there and I, you know, kept it to where it is.
I got and, you.
You know, it's just a little laugh, but entertainment is entertainment. Well, I thought it was funny.
It was funny because it had everybody going, and it was like, wow, because you got to think, all these insiders are like, how does he know something that we don't know? And I'm like, this is the actual player. Like, he's going to know.
Right.
But you were rewarded with a 3-year extension as well. You go into that final year of the contract, and I know a lot of players are like, man, what's going to happen? And they decide, you know what, we don't even worry about this last year. We're going to extend you another year. Congratulations on the new deal. I know you're happy that you got extended. And now the Buffalo Bills making some news, obviously, with their signings and their pickups now. But what's now the outlook so far this offseason, having signed that new deal and where the team is heading?
Yeah. Well, number one, as a leader and as a player, I'm happy about the deal that I signed, because it leaves room for my teammates and for us to build a Super Bowl team. Mm-hmm. it comes to my heart of doing my part and doing my job. And with the picks that we're getting and the picks that are in there and the moving around that's going, it's definitely eye-opening. It's like, wow, like right. What Poyer's gone, what Saran's gone, what Trey is gone, what Mitch is gone, what? It's just like, wow. But, you know, in this league, it's a chess game.
Yeah.
And the pieces are always going to move. And I think that it's the saddest thing of this league that you build relationships over a short period of time with guys. The NFL, it sucks, but for a lot of people, it's not for long. And, you know, like I was with Mitch for 5 years, and those 5 years seemed like forever. But now those 5 years have come to an end. But I trust in my organization. I trust in Bean. I trust in McDermott. I trust in my teammates, and I trust in the people that have to do their job. I don't ever want to question Bean and what are you doing? Like, why'd you cut this guy or why'd you let him go? That was a big mistake. I'm not a GM. I am a left tackle. I do my part off of the football field because that's where at my heart is. And I'm going to do my job, which is to protect the 17. And I'm going to do it to the best that I can do. But I don't question Bean, man. I think that Bean knows exactly what he's doing, as well as McDermott, as well as Pegula. So I trust in it. They're going to keep the right guys here to give us just that chance to be in a position to win, which it seems like we're in every year. And we just got to overly kick that door in and get over that hump. But, you know, those guys do what they do, and I'm proud of them.
Yeah, Deion Dawkins, left tackle for the Buffalo Bills. So you said protecting 17, but you protect your chicken wings away from ranch. Why is that? Are you not a ranch guy? Funny. Are you only blue cheese barbecue? Man. Like, you protecting the quarterback. How you protect the wings from the ranch? I'm not a ranch guy either, but always want to know your perspective, because I know that maybe in Buffalo, home of the Buffalo Wings and Anchor Bar and all the other spots that I've been to.
What Barbell.
There you go. So no ranch for you. No ranch for you, huh?
Yeah, listen. Now I can't say it was never ranch, right?
Right.
Before I got to Buffalo, it was definitely blue cheese with sometimes I might have ranch on my plate to dip my fries in. But when you get to Buffalo and you sign that deal at Buffalo, ranch is out of the picture. Simple as that. It's either you're on board or you're not. We eat blue cheese in Buffalo. The blue cheese in Buffalo is different from the blue cheese in Carolina, Texas, California, Arizona. It's different. Like, our blue cheese, you could think about it as nasty. They make it. They make their own blue cheese. And I love it. It's good. It goes good with the wings. And it's crazy because almost every restaurant there, the blue cheese tastes different. So when you go to Barbell, their blue cheese is a hint different from Mulberry's and from La Nova's and from Ilio's. Like, everybody's blue cheese has a different hint. But I'm a big boy, so I definitely
you just broke down blue cheese dressing in like five different ways. Like, this one has a hint of this. This one has a hint of this. Like,
this one got more chunks. This one don't got no chunks. This one's just a little bit more runny. This one's a little bit more thick. So, hey, man, it's the truth. And when you're a big boy and you've been there for 8 years, you tend to have touched every spot that has a stove. So I've definitely touched every spot that has a stove and an oven. And that blue cheese is definitely king over ranch.
Man, Deion, man, always a treat, man, to see you, brother. You look good this offseason. I can't wait. Congratulations on the new deal. And enjoy the rest of the offseason, brother, and look forward to seeing you down the line.
Man, thank you, bro. It's always an honor whenever we get together. You're definitely a king in this world, and I appreciate you, bro. I really and really do. So keep doing what you're doing for guys and at me that have one day to inspire to doing what you do and to be in the role that you're in. It's an honor. So I take it with all respect and all love that you even had the honor I even had the honor to speak to you. So I appreciate you. See you soon. It's all love.
You got it, brother. Appreciate it. That's Deion Dawkins, everybody.
Hey, everybody. This is Dan Bespris, host of Fantasy NBA Today, a daily fantasy basketball podcast. We cover every box score from every game, every day. plus bonus shows on buy low opportunities, players to stash, schedule analysis, and really anything you could need to smash your league into deliciously tiny pieces.
Catch the Fantasy NBA Today podcast, part of the Believe Network, on YouTube or wherever you listen.